Good morning. 8:24 a.m. on Thursday, December the 22nd. I'm pretty sure. It's cold. It's not as cold as it has been. It's like upper 20s. It's still cold. There was enough melt yesterday that there's a lot of ice around. I might have to be careful crossing streets. Over and above the risk of being run over by a car, there's also the risk of losing my footing and falling in the middle of the street. Because there was a lot of melt yesterday. It was quite a lovely afternoon. Sun was out. Water's everywhere, and then it dropped to 25 degrees overnight, and everything is frozen. It's mostly cloudy. There's a little bit of blue sky off to the northwest, but for the most part, it's ugly morning. Oh, there's speaking of ice, a slick spot where runoff melt has cross the sidewalk, creating a band of ice that I have to walk over. So, I'm out a little bit late today. I was waiting for my wife to get up so I could open the garage door, take the trash out when I went. Good morning. And then got suckered into a conversation about the credibility of WikiLeaks and the degree to which WikiLeaks actually provided meaningful information. And then I went down the rabbit hole to South Carolina human trafficking proposal, wherein they're going to curtail human trafficking by charging computer manufacturers an extra $20 per unit anytime they want to sell a unit that can, any device that can access pornography on the internet. Which presumably extends to smartphones, tablets, dedicated e-readers, pretty much anything that accesses the internet. So I got suckered into that black hole. I haven't had breakfast. I have had a cup of coffee. I am really hungry. But the thing is, I almost didn't walk this morning. I almost said, oh no, it's cold. My legs hurt. They do. My hips hurt, my legs hurt. It is cold. My mustache is frozen. But the thing is, I'm just trying to, that temptation, that idea that, oh no, not today. It came about because I don't really have a string going. I really don't have the habit anymore of, it doesn't matter what it's out, it doesn't matter how I feel, I have to go for my walk. That long 9-day, 10-day break, whatever it was, where between sickness and the weather, I wasn't walking. I wasn't doing anything. I stopped meditating. That's a problem, because I need these activities to help me regulate. I need these activities too. This is nasty. The street here is covered. Ice. There. Okay. So I need these activities to help me regulate my mood. And so that having that long string, having a whole month of November where I didn't miss a day, that was important for me in order to keep going. And because I don't have that, it feels a lot easier for me to say, no, I'm not going to go. When the reality is, what I really need to be saying is, I really need to rebuild the string, and I can't do that except one day at a time. And my therapist would say, fake it till you make it. And so I'm out. I have to find 10 minutes to do my meditation today. I haven't meditated. I haven't done my meditation. I haven't done my mindfulness exercises. I haven't done anything. Except play around on the internet. Today's tasks include writing tomorrow's review for peer-reviewed, finishing the author's note that I promised to Podium, and recording that, and doing a grocery run because I haven't got the turkey yet. I don't have the things I need to make the traditional cornbread pudding. Oh, this is nasty. The ice, because in a lot of places it pooled, the water, the melt water pooled, and it's created very smooth, very slick surfaces. Oh, I'm walking all hunched over. The hood back so it doesn't push me forward a little bit. There's a little bit of sun. There's a big solid gray cloud deck off to the southwest, to south, sweeping around to the east. There's a bit of blue sky up here. Some alto cirrus, some cirrus undulata, some high thin cirrus clouds, some cirro stratus up above, and this long big alto cumulus deck off to the south looking gray. Good morning. Monk post. So, yeah, if I'm going to rebuild my structure, I have to rebuild my structure, and that it means I have to come out for my walk. It means I have to find time. I have to make time to do my meditation. The moment I am hungry, I'm really hungry. I made chicken soup, chicken noodle soup yesterday. I roasted a chicken the night before, well, I guess 2 nights ago, and had half a chicken left and a lot of delicious stock that came from the chicken. So I did some vegetables, some celery and some carrots and some onions, and made a chicken soup. And in the last few minutes, I threw a couple handfuls of egg noodles in it. It was quite good. But it's left me looking for something a little more substantial for breakfast this morning. Perhaps omelets. I haven't had an omelet in a while. Somebody out for an early morning. Early morning flight. Yes, my tummy grumble. It is cold out here. It's not as cold as it has been. It's certainly not as cold as I've been out in the past, but it feels pretty raw out here this morning. So it's trash day. I did get the trash out. It's grocery day. I got to get stocked up for the weekend. I don't really want to have to go out again until Tuesday. I have this habit, and I don't know quite what the problem is. I have this habit of making a list and then looking at it in the store, checking things off as I go, but stopping at the checkout stand before I've actually completed the list. The last time I went, it was buttermilk. I forgot to get buttermilk. I needed buttermilk and I forgot to get it. I thought I was making a list and checking it twice, but apparently I'm naughty and not nice. Because I keep not actually getting everything on the list. Which is tedious when you go to, you know, you go to bake something, you go to bake cornbread or something, you don't have buttermilk. It's like, oh, really? It was on my list, I didn't get it. No, I didn't. And I'm sorry, but making acid milk out of white vinegar and milk doesn't quite make it in terms of flavor. Oh, I hear them. Here they are. Turning away. Big flock of geese. The guy's working on the concrete. I don't know if they're just arriving or packing up after yesterday. Looks like they might be packing up. New concrete seems to be down. I think they're picking up the forms from yesterday. I'm in sorry shape. Part of it is, and I know part of it is, it's I'm out of shape. That 10 days took the edge off my conditioning. My hips hurt, my legs hurt, my back hurts. The usual litany of, well, I sat down too much. I went to get on the treadmill the other day, and I couldn't get to it because of the way the boxes of Christmas decorations had become festooned. And honestly, I didn't work too hard to clear it away. I just said, oh, I can't do it. That was a mistake. I make a lot of mistakes. So there's this shrine here to somebody that I don't understand why it's here in this park. Apparently I was mistaken in the reverse 911 call the other night. It was not about this person, not about this woman, 30-year-old woman. It was not the same as the student on the same day with a similar name, which apparently my brain transposed. Now, this is a woman who lived quite a long way from here, and I'm pretty sure she didn't expire in the park. I don't know. She didn't even live in Greeley. So I'm not sure why there is a shrine to her passing here. Anyway, here we are. A little closer to the road. At any rate, I came out today. I did my walk, did my talk. Tomorrow's another day. I'm at the back gate. We got this in the right order. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.